The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. So I want to thank, I'm trying to think, is it alphabetical order? How do I thank the four people who sat in for me? Chronologically, that's a great answer. Gabunga. Larry Elder. Mark Eisler. Carl Jackson and Julie Hartman. Yes. Thank you, guys. Very honored that you sit in for me. People are fortunate to get you. The theme of the takeovers of these colleges that I want to emphasize is that pro-Hamas is anti-civilization. And the notion you're pro-Palestinian but not pro-Hamas, so you're lying to yourself. I mean, if you're in any of these demonstrations, you're pro-Hamas. Okay, is there any condemnation of Hamas in any of these protests? Of course not. I said it over and over. I said it last segment. I'll say it again. Pro-German in 1941 meant pro-Nazi. To say, oh, I'm pro-German, but I'm anti-Nazi, meant nothing. Same thing today. Anyway, about 70 to 80% of Palestinians are pro-Hamas. That's why there are no elections, because the Palestinian Authority knows that Hamas will win. It's a combination of Islamic haters of Israel and Jews and leftists who hate the West. They have a common enemy, America, Israel, the West, the Jews. Protesters remove American flag, raise Palestinian flag in Harvard Yard. You should see it. Protesters at an anti-Israel, quote, encampment, unquote, in Harvard Yard removed an American flag from University Hall, the Central Administration Building, and flew a Palestinian flag in its place Saturday before university staff intervened. Okay. There is no exception. The Jew hater hates all that is good, not just Jews. They just start with good, with Jews, and then the rest come in. But vast numbers of non-Jews dismiss Jew hatred as the Jews' problem. Hitler was the Jews' problem until he killed, I don't know, how many did Hitler kill aside from Jews? I mean, tens of millions died as a result of him. The hatred of Israel in the Islamic world was dismissed as the Israelis or Jews' problem. And then people saw priests beheaded in France. The entire staff of Charlie Hebdo machine gunned to death. And various other atrocities. 60,000 Christians slaughtered since 2000 by Muslims who hate the West and hate Israel. They're ignored because it's not Jews doing it. It's not whites doing it. It's black Africans, Muslims doing it. So the United Nations is not interested in the death of 60,000 civilians, Christians, in West Africa. It bores the left. Don't bore me. I'm only concerned with those killed by Israelis, even in a justified action. The rape of the word genocide, like the word resistance, like the word racism, is another feature of the left. But please understand that the enemy of everything that you hold precious are the pro-Hamas demonstrators on campuses. Protesters remove American flag, raise Palestinian flag in Harvard Yard. Here's another example. Anti-Israel protesters at Yale tear down American flag. Video circulated on social media Saturday and Sunday with keffiyeh-clad activists whooping and cheering as they tore down the American flag. And yet there are Americans who just can't figure out, are they pro-Israel or pro-Palestinian? There's another example. At least some Democrats are beginning to see that the anti-Semitic campus protests may harm their election prospects. But here's the third example from Columbia. No, it's not from Columbia. This is from the National Hate Group, Students for Justice in Palestine, as close to the pro-Nazi group as we have in America. On Friday, April 26th, that's last Friday, the National Chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine wrote, "Thank you, Yemen," on X under a Houthi sign. Houthis are anti-West and Islamists in Yemen. Under a Houthi sign that reads, guess what it reads? Death to America, death to Israel, cursed be the Jews, victory to Islam. Okay, just thought I'd share that with you. This is the National Chapter of the Students for Justice in Palestine. Death to America, death to Israel, cursed be the Jews, victory to Islam. Yes. Students for Justice in Palestine are despicable and evil and Nazi-like, but they're not sick. Jews for Hamas are sick. For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.